I'm going to have to preach. I've got to preach this morning. It's been a few weeks. I've got to. I can't get around it. I'll look at your prayer requests and we'll pray, I promise you, in a little while. But God, give me something that I said, Lord, if you'll give me the portion of health to go tell them, I'll go try. So I'm here this morning to do just that. I'll stay away from you. I don't want to get close to you. According to what the rules are, we're supposed to be all right. But listen, I still don't want to take a chance. I love you. I wouldn't make nobody sick for nothing. I promise you that. But I've got a job to do and I'm planning on trying to do it. Listen, a few years ago in 1999, me and my wife decided to remodel our house. We decided we needed more room. Y'all heard me talk about that. We were going to build on and have space for the children, our kids that have space, and we'd have our own space. We thought that'd be a good idea, you know, and it worked out that way, and I want you to know it ended up making our family further apart. We didn't spend near as much time together. But during that, for about a year, we built onto our house, and we lived together, and I want you to know, I've never built the house. I've seen some of you, and I've heard some of you say you might have a little trouble during all that. Not only in building your house, but in your marriage. Listen to me. I know about that. I know what it's like to live in the back of your house tore off. We tore the back of our house off, and you had to go out the kitchen door and go walk around some boards to go into the bathroom door on the other end of the house because we didn't have no back of the house. I know what it's like to eat out of a cooler. I know what it's like for your wife to come home every day from work. You come home every day from work and there be dust everywhere and you go cleaning. She's mad. You're mad. Everybody's mad. Listen to me. You're not happy with the situation. I know what it's like to be upset. And one day during all this going on, we had a big old couch that we loved. We bought from Brother Kenneth Matter in Virginia. It was a nice couch, something more than we could afford, but it had started wearing some, and we decided we was getting our house all fixed up, and we was going to take this couch and get it recovered because we liked it so much. And I got that loaded up on the trailer, and I headed out down the road in that Dodge truck just as hard as I could go. I passed Mama and Daddy's just zipping it because I was in a hurry. I want you to know, trying to run a business, trying to keep my wife happy, trying to remodel a house and trying to keep everything going, I was in a rush. I got down there about the community center and I looked back in my mirror, big old heavy couch, no need to tie it down, no need to worry about it. And I look back and it's flipping through the air. It done caught up in there and here she goes. I went on down there about Hollis Doss's, about a half mile down the road. I turned around, tears running down my cheek, trying to pray. Mad, upset. I get down there and I'm picking that thing up the best I can. Pieces tore up everywhere. The couch that my wife loved. I get it on yonder and I pull the driveway up at Mom and Daddy's to turn around. And Mama had seen it all happen. I'm sitting there in the truck, head dropped down, trying to pray, trying to cry, ready to quit, ready to just give up, just tired of it. And my mama come out there and she said, son, let me talk to you. I said, what is it, mama? Just really no big hurry to get no lectures because she done seen the fed I throw down at the community center. She said, son, no matter how bad things get, we can't just give up. Amen. She said, raise your head up. And you go on and do whatever you got to do today. And said, you just keep a fight. We can't just lay down and die. Those words will never leave me. No matter how rough it may get, we can't quit. And I want to tell you, it's going to get rough. Everybody thinks it's been rough already. According to the Word of God, it's going to get worse. But listen to me. We have no right and no place to quit. We've got to keep pressing forward. I believe God's been trying to show us something. You say, well, Brother Jeff, I don't think God's in all this. I don't think God's causing what we're seeing. I don't think he wants us to have this virus. I don't think maybe he wanted this election to go. I don't believe that. But listen, I believe he's trying to show us. I believe he's allowing some things happen. Yeah. To where we might get to the point again that we might see him for who he is. Amen. Y'all pray for us. Amen. Now I want to try to give you a little bit out of the Word of God. Amen. I want to read. We call him Doubting Thomas. Amen. I want to read about Doubting Thomas, what we call. But I want you to know something. I believe the Lord wasn't only trying to show Thomas something. He's trying to show us something. Amen. That we might put our trust in him and believe in him. But listen to me. A lot of times we don't go back and read some of these scriptures before, because I'm going to tell you, some of them's a little harder to handle, and maybe we'll try that someday. But in this 19th verse, it says, then the same day, and this is the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. If you want to read along with us, and you go home and study some of these verses right here off the get-go and see what you think about them. But he said, then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And listen what it says. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad which saw the Lord. Now listen to me. I don't think they would have believed or they would have knew it was the Lord unless he showed them. According to the Word of God here, that's why he showed them. And we're always down and out on Thomas, because he said he wouldn't believe unless he saw. But listen to me, the rest of them wasn't going to believe neither. And the Lord knew that. And I want you to understand something today. He is trying to show us that he is still God. He is trying his best to show us that he's still Lord. He is trying to wake us up, that we, us doubting Thomases, would quit doubting and start believing. And then it said, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he hath said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them, and Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands and the print of the nails, and have put my fingers into the print of the nails, and have thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. And then came Jesus, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And that will be our thought today. My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. And I want you to know, I don't ever say that Thomas placed his finger in his side. He don't ever say that he placed it into the prints of his hands where the nails was, but it said that he seen. I want you to realize today, God is trying to open our eyes that we might see. I want you to realize we're going through things today that I never dreamed in my life that we would ever see. I never thought we'd see a time where we're at today. But listen to me, God is trying to help us see. He's trying to help this nation. You say, well, Brother Jeff, I see where we're at today. I want you to know this nation as a whole still does not see. Listen to me. Look around. What is going on today? There's been, I don't know, they've had so many hurricanes, they don't know what to name them today. Far as out west, it's burning it down. Listen to me. People think more of evil than they do good today. They call good evil and evil good. Everything the Bible tells us about. Listen to me. And God is allowing these things to happen. Just like he allowed evil kings to rule. Just like he allowed the children to go into bondage in Egypt. Listen to me. God is trying to wake us up. He wants us to see who he is. Amen. Over here in the Revelation letter, in the 17th chapter, he says, "They shall make war with the Lamb." Listen to me. I believe right now we're getting ready to start that war that's been made with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall overcome them. Listen. We have read the end of it, yes. We know who's going to win the battle. But listen to me, we need to wake up and at least get in the fight. I want you to know, it says, "For he is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, and they that are with him and are called the chosen and faithful." Reach your hand out, Thomas, and do it faithfully, believing. Do we really believe today that he is still Lord of Lords? Do we still believe that the grave did not hold him? Are we still like Thomas and the other disciples? Unless, how much is he going to take for us to be able to see? How much is he going to have to let us go through before we open our eyes? It's scary to me. He's pleaded with us and pleaded with us to repent. He's pleaded with us and pleaded with us. And today our churches still will not fellowship. Today we still don't want to have nothing to do with us. And today our nation is divided more than it's been since the Civil War. Listen to me. We have got to find a way. We have got to find a way to put him back on the throne. And not that he ain't moved, but he has in our hearts. He has in our minds. He is no longer Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I want you to know, until this nation repents and turns back to God, we're going to keep traveling down the road. We're going to see more hurricanes. We're going to see more tornadoes. We're going to see evil abound. But we can repent. And I pray that we will. I pray that we will hear with our ear. Our ears will not be dull in hearing. Our eyes will not be dull in seeing. God is trying his best to wake us up. He has woke me up. He may not you yet, but he has me. I've not let him be my Lord. Brother Mark mentioned I got to listen to it. Boy, ain't that a blessing. I got to hear the service last week. Not only the mission, one brought me a CD where I could hear the testifying. I got to hear the whole thing. I loved every bit of it. Brother Mark mentioned about how he is one God. I want you to know he's one. We can't put other things before him. We've said this over and over. I believe I heard Brother Barry say it first, and he meant it, and I've used it and repeated it over and over. That our help is not going to come from the White House, but it's going to come from the God's house. It was easy to say that when we weren't worried about what was going to happen to us. Now we're going to get a chance to prove. Have you been down in lap the last few days? I have too. Where have we been putting our hope at? Have we forgot who Lord of Lords is and King of Kings? You say, well, Brother Jeff, it can be all be changed. We can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do this, we can't do that. Listen to me. They can't stop us. They've tried for 2,000 years to stop us. He'll make a way for us. The only one thing will stop us from preaching the gospel and serving him is when that Easter sky bus is open or we quit. That's my point with the story. Just because the couch blew off the trailer, it wasn't no place to quit. There's no place to stop, people. Just because there's a virus going around, a pandemic, and it's bad, we can't quit. Just because there's been an election and there's going to be a change in the White House, we can't quit. Just because we don't agree, we can't quit. Y'all pray for us. In Exodus, Moses talking to God and taking the message to the people. That's why I had to be here today. I'm thankful that y'all allowed me to come. You could easily just said, no, we just don't trust right now. We just be more comfortable with somebody else coming and preaching to us, and you just stay at home. And I would have, and I promise I never got upset with none of y'all because I love you that much. I've got that much confidence in this church. But I'd prayed, and I said, God, give me something that we can help your people.
Amen.
Not only to wake us up if we're not awake, but also to strengthen them. These scriptures come to me, and I've read everything I've read to get to this. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee. And this is the 19th chapter of Exodus. And this is the 9th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Listen. Listen to me. Sheila says, you say that way too much. I want you to know there was a time when Paul told the brethren they needed to keep their ship parked where it was. And they thought there'd be a better place to go to spend the winter. And when it all went bad and the ship was certainly going to be lost, he told them, you should have hearkened unto me. You should have listened. I want you to know, all through time, if people would have listened to the Word of God, not me, but the Word of God, if you will listen to it, it will help you. He said, and Moses told the words, but he said that they might, that when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. Y'all remember over in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, in the 16th chapter, where the rich man, and he pleaded with the Lord to send Lazarus back, that he had five brethren, that they might repent, not come to this terrible place. And the Lord said, they got Moses and the prophets. They said, let them hear them. Moses was with the Lord. He wasn't talking about Moses or Isaiah or Jeremiah. He was talking about the Word of God. And that's what he was talking about here. Not that they would believe Moses forever, but they would believe the Word of God that was inspired unto Moses to write down forever. And so he spoke to them, and he let them hear him. And I want you to know, as we talk about how he spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice, and oftentimes, people, that's how he speaks, is in a still, small voice. He lets you know through peace that you got salvation. He lets you know through a still, small voice to preach his word. He'll let you know to unite with the church. He'll let you know if you need to go over here to preach. He'll let you know if you need to go to Hilltop and preach. He'll let you know where you need to pass. In a still small voice. But sometimes when we don't listen to a still small voice, he will get louder. He will get louder, and he will get louder until we hear him. Amen. Or until we see him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven. I'm in the wrong place. The wind keeps blowing my Bible. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and to tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. That's been mentioned this morning about the third day. And the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people. Listen to me. I want you to realize he come over there in the sight of the disciples after he'd been resurrected. Listen, but then thou shalt see a bond, shalt set bonds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount and touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely be put to death. I want you to know we need to listen to what God says. Listen, there shall not a hand touch it, but thou shalt surely be stoned or shot through wither, and in the beast or man it shall not live. And when the trumpet sounded long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not as your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of a trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. I want you to know, Brother Larry told us about this morning and said he's a terrible God. He's not terrible, but when we come in his presence and we're not where we need to be, we will tremble. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. And buddy, I want you to know when he talked, the people heard. And he said, and Moses brought forth the people of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the either part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was all together in smoke because the Lord descended upon it. And in the forest, both there, ascended as the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of a trumpet sounded, long waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by voice. Listen to me. And people say, I hear people tell me, you get too loud. I want you to know, when the Spirit of God gets involved, it gets louder and it gets louder. I want you to realize, we may take off speaking, but sometime during it all, in the message, if God gets involved in it, it will get serious. He wants to wake up His people that they may hear Him, not Jeff Likens, but hear God. I want you to know, they trembled. They were scared to death. Have you been scared lately? Have we heard His voice yet? Have we seen yet? They got a hold of it. It got real to them. I don't know what all you're going through. I just tell you what little things I've been through. And that ain't nothing compared to what some's going through. There's a brother, a member of Long Creek down there right now, is fighting for his life. Brother Kyle Turner, he's going through it, boy. Brother Dwayne Deering, right now, is fighting for his life. He's going through it. You think things is bad? It can get worse. He is speaking to us. Are we hearing? You say, well, I'm hearing, Brother Jeff. I've done my part. Have you? Have we done all we can do? That was a big old couch. I was upset. You know what? When I left the house, I had two or three of them carpenters come out there and help me pick it up. It was oak and all that kind of fancy trim and all that. It was something we couldn't have never afforded. That's why we thought so much of it. You know who loaded it up back down there at the community center? That same person was down there throwing a fit that was so mad. Picked it up, just put it on there. Are you mad? Are you mad enough to go to work? Are you upset enough that you've heard that it's time to repent? A little woman about this tall. Look at me, how big I am. She is about this tall, all humped over just like I am. I got that from her. Little fragile thing, she come walking out under that big old Dodge truck, and she talked to me just like I was still a little boy. And that's what I was acting like. Mad at the world, ready to leave my wife, ready to fire the carpenters. Ready to go down there and set a match to the house and burn it. Just quit. Just get in my truck and just keep driving. That little old woman, by the grace of God, come out there and said, son, you can't quit. There's no place to just lay down and die. You can't quit. Amen. We can't quit. Look around us. There's babies. There's neighbors. There's people that need to know about God. And we're going to need Him more now than maybe ever before in our lifetime. So let's let Him be our King. Let the King of Kings reign. Let the Lord of Lords reign. After He gave Moses the commandments, and all the people saw the 20th chapter, the thunders and the lightnings and the noise and the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, "Speak thou unto us. You talk to us, Moses. We thought you was bad before, but you talk to us. And we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die." Honey, I want you to know they had heard enough. Have you heard enough yet? Has it got your attention yet? And listen what Moses told them. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God has come to prove you." What they sung a song a while ago, "When I lay my Isaac down." I want you to know it wasn't about Isaac, it was about Abraham. He's come to prove us. Right now you're in the fire and you're being tried like never before. You're being proved. And I want you to know we have an opportunity now to come out pure as gold. Or we have an opportunity to come out looking like dirt. Brother Marty preached to us this morning about being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Right now, the world needs us more than it ever has in our lifetime. For God has come to prove you that His fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. Fear the Lord. Amen. Don't fear the White House. Amen. They may be able to kill the body. They may be able to cast us in jail. They cast Peter and them in jail. They said, "Didn't we rightly tell you not to speak no more in this man's name?" And Peter told them, "Who are we to serve, man or God?" I cast my vote today for Jesus Christ. I promise you know one thing right now. There ain't nobody can crook me out of it. You're my King. You're my Lord. You have got my attention, Father. Now let it get God's people's attention. Let it get this nation's attention. Let us hear the voice. Let us see the scars. Let us see, Father. Let us stop being doubting Thomas's and the other disciples that wouldn't have believed that they hadn't seen. And let us serve thee. Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting tired of trembling. I'm ready for Him to be God again. I'm ready for be Lord of Lords. I'm ready for us to start having fellowship once again. We talk about, "Well, I can't wait till we get back in church and have fellowship and hug one another and shake one another's hand and all that." And I can't either. But what about your brothers and sisters down the road? Are we just going to keep? When we meet them in Walmart, maybe speak. We need fellowship. We need it among God's people. Y'all may not got much out of this, but He spoke to me. And He said, "You go speak to them. If they'll let you come, you go speak to them." So I've come today and I've done my very best. Let's pick up that couch. Let's lift up our chin. And let's keep a going. But we ain't got no place to quit. Let's let Him be King. Let's let Him be Lord. Let's serve the Lord. The most potentate, I believe Timothy was how he put it, the most potentate, that means one with great authority. Ain't nobody got authority like he does. They went to arrest him one time, and they come back to the priest, and the priest said, "Where is he? We sent you after him." They got there, and they said, "There's never been no man spoke like this man. Amen. There ain't never been no speaker like him. He sure don't got dementia. He ain't never forgotten nothing, and he won't forget nothing. He's never told a lie, and he never will tell a lie. That's why we'll let him be our king. That's why we'll let him be Lord. Because he will rule. He will rule." That's my message. Anything on anybody's heart.